Al-Quran has the solution to terrorism. One verse of the Quran is sufficient for the major solution of terrorism. Allah says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 32, if anyone kills any other human being, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. Allah says in the Quran, if anyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, kills any other innocent human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, unless it be for murder or for spreading corruption in the land, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. And the verse does not stop, the verse continues. And if anyone saves any other human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, if you save any innocent human being, it is as though you have saved the whole of humanity. This one verse of the Quran is the major solution for terrorism. The Israelis, they are killing thousands of innocent human beings. If they follow the Quran, in Islam, even when we go for war, our beloved Prophet said, do not harm the women, do not harm the children, do not harm the elderly people who do not come to war. Do not cut down trees. And whatever wrong information today, the Israelis are giving wrong information. What they are saying is that Hamas, the Palestinians are fighting for their freedom, they killed 40 babies and they are showing video of it. All fabrication. Biden is saying, I saw with my own eyes that Hamas killed 40 babies. Fabrication. Afterwards, when he was exposed, some other American says, oh, it was a mistake. They are laying allegation that the Palestinians are killing innocent civilians. What information we have from the social media, authentic information, mashallah, even when the Palestinians are retaliating, they are not attacking purposely any innocent human being. They aren't attacking the women, aren't attacking the children. And we know of various incidents that when they go to the houses, they tell the women, we are Muslims, you are safe from us. And when they're hungry, when they attack the house, they keep the women safe. They even take permission. Can we please take a banana from your fridge? Can you believe? Someone is coming in your house to take back his house with arms. And they're taking permission to have one banana. And when they go, when they retaliate the military of Israel, and when they leave their homes, they leave the homes. And when they come and when they take food from their fridge, they leave a note, we are sorry, we ate food from your fridge. And then they go back. This is Islam. And now they're blaming them that they are terrorists. Today, the world is a global village. By social media, they're being exposed. They could fabricate about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They spent $573 million to fabricate videos to show that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. And after many years, they say, sorry, finish. They kill millions of Muslims in Iraq. And now they say, sorry, matter is over. Today, mashallah, it's a blessing that not only Muslims, the non-Muslims, because of the social media, the majority are supporting the Palestinian cause. Though the major satellite channels, CNN, BBC, they are telling that the Palestinians are terrorists, but the social media is flooded with evidence. What they're doing is wrong. You see rallies all over the world. All over the world. In America, in Western countries, in European countries, in India, in Muslim countries, even in Nigeria, hundreds of thousands of people are protesting against the injustice. This is the power of social media. Islam has the solution for terrorism.